Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Don't challenge Steph Curry to a logo off. Just don't do it.
Yeah, you can't, right?
He was unbelievable last night. He not only scored 45, but I was looking at the box score, the efficiency of how he did it.
I think
is
he didn't miss
insane.
His first quarter. Am I right on that?
Yeah, he was unbelievable. Got off to a hot start, put together a great performance, and they're undefeated to start the year. Good for them.
Yeah. Yo,
and Andrew Wiggins was back and was playing well.
Hey, you're on the radio. Did you see the Paul George, Steph Curry on-court conversation about I'll give you one, you give me one?
Of course I did.
And Steph hit his from the logo. Did Paul or no?
No. You think he's going to top Curry?
Would you have been upset if Steph Curry wasn't in the top 75?
Of course I would.
Well, that would be absurd if he wasn't.
Can you revisit what you said to me last night?
What did I say to you last night?
You said to me that you would take Kyrie Irving over Steph Curry.
I would. Today.
Stop it.
Today I would.
Stop it.
Wait, so you saw Steph Curry last night,
dude,
right?
Dude,
was Kyrie watching from his couch?
What? Yeah. No, even for the sake of this, let's say Kyrie Irving was playing basketball.
Yeah.
I am still taking the greatest shooter, potentially in the history of the sport,
yeah,
in Steph Curry.
Today I would take Kyrie Irving.
Stop.
You asked me. That's what I told Sonny last night.
Well, you're wrong. Sonny's right, you're wrong.
If Kyrie was playing, I would take Kyrie Irving today.
You could take
him. He's more dimensional. What?
I would take Kyrie Irving in a Zoom meeting on non-fungible tokens. I will take Steph Curry in sport of basketball.
Okay. Well played,
dude,
sir.
Dude, I'm on Team Sonny all the way on this one.
He's got a thing, a love affair with Steph Curry and with the Ball
Brothers.
Yeah,
but Craig, I'm a Net fan. You would think I'd be biased towards Kyrie Irving, even though he's not playing basketball.
Yeah.
It's not even close. I'm taking Steph. It's not even a discussion. It's easy.
It's not a knock on Steph Curry.
Kyrie was great last year. He was unbelievable last year.
I'm just telling you how I see it. That's all.
You see however you want.
That's all. Good.
But if you're Paul George, what is the thinking behind saying that to Steph Curry? Like, if you're going to go say that to LeBron and hope he takes a bad shot, that's one thing. But why would you say that to the one guy that's capable of actually hitting that shot on you with a minute left in the game?
It's
and
the
not
dumbest
just that,
thing ever.
If you watch the pregame video, there's two pregame videos of his two games thus far this year. There's the one where he makes, I think it's like 29 out of 33s in warmups. And the other one, he makes 5 straight shots from the logo.
He does it all the time.
All swish.
Yeah, like that's the dumbest challenge ever.
Yeah. Well, listen, I would still take Kyrie today. Not 5 years ago, maybe, but today I would. But I just happen to know more basketball than most people.
Yeah, you're insane.
I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah.
That's all.
Right.
And your guy LaMelo Ball dropped 31++ and then rocked out a neon outfit with his neon Lamborghini.
Yeah, the prophecy is coming true. LaVar Ball spoke it into existence, as did I to you many years ago. And I'm just happy to see him succeeding. Now we just need LiAngelo, the third ball, to make it officially to the league. And I'll be gloating up there with LaVar.
He's got some weird thing with the balls.
Yeah, why the ball family?
I don't know what it is, but he's got a thing. And Saturday at 1 o'clock, Sonny will also be doing a show with Snacks Harrison on YouTube. So you can look that up, you know, Snacks and Sonny. Good luck with that, and love you. I'll talk to you later, all right? Okay.
I think he just hung up on you. I think he said, my dad's taking Kyrie over Steph. I got to go.
How does my own son hunt? What? Hello?
He totally hung up on you.
He amazing.
I just want to get this straight, Mr. Basketball. In the last 3 days, you've taken Julius Randle over Jaylen Brown and Kyrie Irving over Steph Curry. We good? We good?
I didn't say. That's not fair to say. That's not the first part's not fair to say.
Of course it
is. I didn't think Jaylen was going to be playing.
I said to you before the Knicks-Celtic game, would you agree that the two best players on the floor are on the Boston Celtics? And you said no. Jason Tatum, Julius Randle.
Tatum had a terrible game.
He was awful. No, of course. Look, he turned out not to be the best player on the floor that night. Evan Fournier was better than Jason Tatum.
No doubt.
No doubt. But so their last two, I take this over that. I would say you're 0-2 with two swinging strikeouts. That would be my thought. Or you're Joe Harris in the playoffs and you've missed two open threes. See? Self-deprecating.
I got plenty more to say about basketball if you really want to hear it one day. I put together, since they did the top 75 players of all time, I put together my list of the most overrated players of all time.
Oh, I got to hear this. When are you going to debut that?
I'll do one a day.
Okay, give me one. One today. Just one.
Just one.
Just one.
All right. I'll start with a big one.
Yeah, start. Go right to the top.
Okay.
Don't mess around.
Dr. J.
You son of a bitch. How dare you say that?
Yes.
How dare you say that? You know how many kids Julius impacted?
I know.
Ask LeBron what he thinks about Julius Irving.
He never saw Julius play.
Julius Irving forced a merger. How dare... You know what? You're just doing this to provoke me, aren't you?
Just letting you know.
Now you're provoking me.
I'm not calm provoking down, you. Evan, deep you have breath. No connection to Dr. J.
I don't have a connection to Dr. J.
No, you do not.
He's the greatest net of all
time.
He
never played for the NBA Nets.
He won two ABA titles.
Yeah.
The only thing this organization's ever won, those banners that you'll see up there, were basically won by Julius, the doctor.
Yeah.
And he's a New Yorker.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with
you? He's one of the most overrated players in the history of the game.
Sorry. That's how you want to start this?
That you said
you
want to
start this by going after a local guy?
I love Dr. J. I know him well.
Do you?
Yes.
You know the doctor well?
Yes.
And yet you're speaking this gibberish on the radio where his hometown can hear you?
Hometown? Come on.
He's a Long Islander.
He doesn't consider New York his hometown.
Excuse me?
Philly's his town.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Philly.
You said go big, so I went with one of my big ones.
You went to the doctor?
Yeah.
I'm writing this down. I'm going to keep track of Craig Carton's overrated team.
I'll give you another guy every day.
Every day.
Every single
day. Hold on. Let me write this down.
Yeah.
Julius Irving.
Yeah. It's going to be hard for me to give you a bigger name than that.
No, you started pretty high.
You said start high. I went high.
And you know what's funny? I knew you were going to provoke me, and I thought you were going to say Jason Kidd. Like, I thought you were going to go right there, and then you went even bigger. Honestly, you went bigger than Jason Kidd. You went to Dr. J.
Right to Dr. J.
Oh.
Right to the doctor.
He didn't even mess around.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to handicap his game for you, but yeah, right to die. You want me to give you another guy?
No.
One a day is good for you?
No, I can't take one. All right,
the next guy's a Laker.
Oh, actually, I'm in the mood for a second.
No, I'll give it to you next week.
It's a Laker.
I'll give it, yes. Yep, he's a Laker.
Hold on, can you give me one guess? Let me guess.
I'll give you one guess. Only one guess, yeah. And we can have fun arguing this one day. I'll never waver on it because I believe I'm right. Like, it's not shtick or it's how I feel, and I happen to be a basketball expert.
And it's a Laker.
Yeah.
What era of Laker basketball?
Well, I mean, you're
like, did you see the guy play?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because I was actually
I'm not going back to the Mikan days and the Pettit days.
No, I thought he was
going
to say Jerry West.
Wilt and all that stuff. I never saw Jerry West play. And I will acknowledge that you can't pick guys that played in the 50s because just athletically, they couldn't play today at that level. They couldn't. Handful of guys could wilt, obviously, Russell, but the majority of those guys were below the rim players, and that's what the game was. So I would never, use a guy like that for my argument.
You would never say Kareem. Like, there's no way you would say that. So I'm going to put that aside.
One-dimensional player, but I would not say that.
Okay.
Because if you can do that one thing better than anyone else, that's all you need to do.
James Worthy. Is it really? Did I nail it?
You got it.
Give me some credit for that one.
Yeah. James Worthy.
Yep.
James Worthy is one of the 75 best players of all time. No, he's not. Sorry.
He's better than Carmelo Anthony.
Stop. Please stop. Please. We'll do this another day. But I gave you two. I should have given you one.
I'm right now in that too. So we got Julius Irving and James Worthy.
Yes. Here's Robbie in East Brunswick on the fan. Robbie, how are you?
How are you, Cotton?
Great.
How are you doing, Evan, man?
What's up?
Great show.
What's up?
Love you guys.
Thank you.
But I got six words. 53, 53, 53.
I'm not 53. I'm not 53.
Let me tell you something else. You were born in the greatest year of New York sports history.
I agree, but I'm not 53.
Yes. Knicks, world championship. Yes. And you're so wrong. Curry is 100 times better than Irvin, and forget about Dr. J. That's all I'll say.
Oh, I love Steph Curry. I'm not. This is not a knock on. So first off, I am not 53 yet. I might be moving towards it.
Wait a second.
But I'm not 53.
You're already 50?
No, 53 I'm not. And I took a I took a 3-year hiatus on life, and I'm redoing it.
So you're turning 53.
No, I'm 52, yes. But wow. I took a 3-year hiatus on life.
Is that the first time in our show's history you've come clean about your age?
No, I mean, it's not a lie. I was born in 1969, the greatest year this country's ever had. Other than Vietnam, obviously. But, I mean, we went to the moon. We dropped acid at Woodstock. We won titles in every sport. It's the greatest thing ever, right? We were on the precipice of the free love decade, right? I mean, AIDS hadn't come around yet. Like, we were doing pretty good. Pretty, pretty good. So there you go.
If I put up, and I'm not going to, I just want to warn you, I'm not going to do it. If I put up a Twitter poll that said Steph or Kyrie,
no,
you lose 90-10.
But I didn't say that career-wise.
You did say, okay.
I said today.
Today. Okay, let's take that.
Career-wise, of course I take Steph's career.
Today.
Yeah.
So last year, which I would say is today, it was the most recent season we had.
Yeah. My guy's not playing. I can't.
Steph Curry won the scoring title.
Yeah.
Like, you act as if... Steph's great, but he's not what he used to be. Like, he's still great. It's not as if Steph Curry is losing stats.
What Steph Curry does is inconceivable to all logic, as especially this many years into his career.
So then how do you back up saying that right now you wouldn't take him when last year he won a scoring title?
I think Kyrie Irving's a better all-around player.
Right now, every time Steph Curry's been better. Steph Curry, if you're ranking the greatest players of all time,
yes,
he is one of those guys. I'm not saying he's top 10, but he's on a short list.
Arguably the greatest pure shooter the game's ever had.
No, he is the greatest pure shooter the game has ever had.
I'll give you that.
So then how the hell are you sitting here saying you take Kyrie Irving over him?
Because the game's more than just shooting.
Okay, well, the game also involves playing, and he's not playing right now.
That's why I can't win the argument today. I'm not going to try to win it today.
Who had a better year last year, Steph Curry or Kyrie Irving?
Kyrie barely played.
No, Kyrie played.
He played half the games.
No.
Kyrie played 60 games last year?
Well, Steph played 63 games. I think Kyrie played high 50. So
was it
similar.
That number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They played a similar amount of games.
Kyrie was better.
Jesus. Why? Because he went 50, 40, 90?
How many guys in the history of the league have done it?
No, Kyrie had an amazing year last year. But Steph Curry had to carry that basketball team.
Okay.
He had it
when as soon as Kyrie went down, so did your championship hopes. Kyrie's healthy. You win a title last year. I think you'd say probably.
Well, I think if James Harden is healthy, maybe that happens too.
Possibly, but, I mean, Kyrie getting hurt with the ankle
changed everything. A knock on Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving was brilliant to watch last year, and he is a great player when he's out there.
Yes.
But Steph Curry is generational, and he's one of the great. He is the greatest
Kyrie Irving's generational.
Time.
Okay, and Steph, it's not like he's lost to Steph.
I'm not. This is not a knock on Steph. This is why sometimes I don't like having these types of arguments.
You brought it up.
Not my fault. Because you asked me a question.
I never asked you that.
I'm not going to lie to you about it.
You just said it.
Here's Doug in Connecticut. I know we have a lot of Jet fans who are going to give us the one thing the Jets can do to win the game. We will get to that, I promise. We still have plenty of time to go today. Dougie, what do you got?
I just want to tell you that I've loved you guys, loved you for years, Craig, but probably the worst statement I've ever heard you say is Dr. J not making the list.
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that. I said he's overrated.
You said he's not one of the 75 greatest players.
I didn't say that.
You did say that.
He absolutely is. I saw him play in college when he was a sophomore and the second leading rebounder in the country.
Nice.
At 6'4" behind Artis Gilmore, who was 7'2". I saw him play in the Garden. Then I watched him play in the ABA, watched him play with the Nets. And as Evan said before, he made the ABA and made the merger in pro basketball. The guy is unbelievable.
So let me give you my Dr. J comparison. I think it'll resonate with you. Maybe it won't, but at least give me the shot, okay?
Yes, sir.
Dr. J is the NBA's Joe Namath.
No, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous because Joe Namath, and I understand what you're trying
for the
to
merger.
Do. No. Joe Namath won a Super Bowl, has a guarantee, and yes, the rest of his career, most of it, is very pedestrian.
Sure.
You can't say the rest of Julius Erving's career was pedestrian, and if you did say it, we'd call you a liar. So it's a bad comparison.
I mean...
The only comparison that works between Joe Namath and Julius is a comparison I've actually made before. That the demise of the Net franchise in terms of popularity occurred when they sold Dr. J. It would be similar to if the Jets sold Joe Namath, which they didn't do. But to act like Julius Erving's claim to fame was simply what he did with the Nets and forcing the merger is ignoring all his accomplishments with the Philadelphia 76ers, including winning an NBA championship in 1983. Like, you're acting as
Thanks to Moses Malone.
You act as if he was a nothing.
Wasn't the best player on the team. Was he? You can argue that he was?
Am I going to argue that he was?
You're not going to argue
that he was. I don't know if I can win that argument, in fairness.
No, you can't.
But that doesn't take away from his greatness, because it's not as if he played a bit part on that 83 team.
No, that's very true. Very true.
But look,
your
argument that Moses Malone was the best player on that team, I can't argue. I'm admitting that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't take,
Bobby Jones was around.
But that doesn't take away from the fact that he was still an all-time great player. And they're not winning
Dr.
a damn
J.
thing if he isn't on that team, by the way.
I think Dr. J, his place in NBA history warrants that he's on the list. I'm not.
Hey, Craig.
Yeah, go ahead.
Craig, I just want to tell you, saying that Dr. J is not one of the greatest is like saying that Mike Francesca wasn't one of the best afternoon drive time guys.
Oh, well, that's an interesting comparison. All right, Dougie. I think that he was. Yes, I want to be clear. If you misheard me say something, I want to make it
you
clear.
You did say he doesn't belong on the list.
I never said that. I said he's the most overrated.
What? No,
I didn't
you
say
did.
He doesn't belong on the list.
You didn't say he's not one of the 75 greatest players.
I never uttered those words.
If I misheard you, I apologize.
Yes, and if you find the tape, I never uttered those words.
No, he did not.
Thank you. I said he's the most overrated. One of.
Yeah, but what do you mean overrated in terms of
further down the list than many people would put him?
But what do you think we overrate him with? Like, what do we say about the doctor that isn't true, I guess, is what I'm asking. Like, no one's suggesting he's a top five player of all time. I haven't suggested it. No one has.
Top 75, but you people talk about him like, you know, little.
Well, we talk
he's
about,
Joe Namath.
No, we talk about him because
he was
he's
the face of a league.
Well,
no
he was
doubt
the face of
it.
A league. He's from New York. He is a
New
Yorker.
I don't care where he's from.
Well, that matters to a lot of
it
us.
It should matter, too,
of course
giving
it
an
matters.
Objective answer.
But I'm telling you why there's an affinity towards him.
Yeah, no, because he was the first rock star of the ABA / NBA.
And he did force the merger. And he did get to NBA finals even before Moses Malone was there. And yes, they won an NBA championship. And he won an MVP. And he was a great player.
Great player.
So,
fantastic.
Such a jerk.
Well, listen, I told you it's going to be controversial.
Yeah, but you didn't just go, like, the James Worthy thing, lot of us are just going to shrug and say, yeah, okay.
Because you know
you
what?
Went to,
no, right.
You went to an emotional place, not just for me as a Net fan, but for New Yorkers.
Not really.
Really?
Yo,
have you not listened to the last two people?
Do you know how old you have to have a personal New York connection to Dr. J? Like, you have to be pretty damn old to think of Dr. J as a New York connection. Come on. What are we going to talk about next? Herb Manigault?
No. I think you got to be in your 50s, maybe at least.
Minimum.
No, but you could have watched him in Philadelphia and still understood where he came from. No?
Sure.
So if you're watching basketball in 1985, are you watching basketball in 1985?
You know full well that
so
I was.
So then you remember Julius.
Of course I do.
Okay, so how old are you?
Because he was Dr. J.
Right.
Yes, he did things many of us have never seen before.
And by the way, that's another thing.
The up and under.
That's another thing.
Couldn't shoot a lick, obviously.
Well, hold on. That's the other thing. A part of Steph Curry's greatness is not just the stats and not just the winning. A part of Steph Curry's greatness is that he changed the game.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And he impacted a lot of kids. Kids will act as if they're Steph Curry. They will shoot from their logo as if they're Steph Curry. You would admit... Ask LeBron James. Julius Erving impacted kids who watched him. He had such a cultural
flair.
And that matters.
Yes.
That's a part of this. He's changed the game in that way. Kids wanted to be Julius. Why does LeBron James, why has he worn the number 6? He's worn 23 and he's worn 6. Why did LeBron wear 6, Craig?
I'm going to assume because of some kind of Dr. J thing.
No, it is a Dr. J thing. Now, he didn't wear six with my team. He wore 32 with my team. But he wore six with Philadelphia, yes, just so we all know.
Yes.
And that's why he wore it. How old's LeBron James, Craig?
What's LeBron, 30?
He's my age. He's 37, 36, whatever he is whatever now. Is, yeah. Julius Erving impacted him, right?
No, he didn't.
Why is he wearing the number six?
He didn't impact
Why
him.
Does he wear the number
Michael
six?
Michael Jordan impacted him.
Why did LeBron James wear the number six? Google it.
Come on, you never saw Fact Dr. J me. Play.
Fact check me. Well, that shows the impact.
No, Michael Jordan impacted LeBron. Now, you want to say that Dr. J impacted Jordan? Of course he did. So it's a historical by proxy situation. And then we're going to give Michael Thompson credit too?
Why are did LeBron about George James Gervin? Wear
what
numbers?
What are we doing?
Ask LeBron. Look yeah. it up. Why did LeBron James wear number six?
I'm assuming it's become kind
For
of owed
Julius
to the doctor.
Irving!
Okay, fine.
Yes!
Yeah. I told you I shouldn't have
That's
done this.
That's the answer!
We could have did this next week. Well, you asked for it, though. I had to give it to you.
Why are you blaming
me? And James
me for
Worthy's
this?
Merely a poor man's Dr. J.
I'm not fighting with you.
He's another guy with no jump shot. Now, give him the ball on the coming up on the lane. There's very few guys who could finish like him. Couldn't shoot the ball.
I think Alex English was a better player than Carmelo
Alex
Anthony.
Alex English is my guy. Amazing Grace and Chuck.
In a world.
Yeah, the whole thing. That's right. That's how we do it. All right, Jet fans, I know you've been hanging on. I do have to deliver on that. We did ask you a question. You have the answers. And that was, of course, sometimes questions don't have answers. I'm surprised we have people willing to take a shot at this one. But the one thing the Jets are going to do to beat New England, as we get ready for a big football weekend here, 877-337-6666. You think Clay's mad his dad didn't get in or he didn't get in?
No.
To the top 75.
Mad about himself. Dad. It's mad
I assume
himself.
Michael Thompson's not in either. Is that correct?
No,
neither
he's
of the Thompson
not
guys got
no.
in. Just checking. That's a fair question.
Klay Thompson's pissed off about it.
Klay Thompson doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Oh, wait, Klay Thompson or Anthony Davis?
Neither.
Okay, well, if the answer is neither. Okay.
Neither one of them are top 75 guys. Not yet. I mean, talk to me in 10 years. I'll
but you know what's
it.
Interesting, and I want you to think about
we gotta
it.
We got to take a break.
No, no, but that's why I said
he's
I want you to.
Huffing and puffing.
Let me finish. I know you got to just think about this.
Huffing and puffing.
I can't even get the sentence out, or else you are the reason it's taking so long to go to break. I want you to think about the guys you'd add to the list, since you have so many guys you want to take off the list, and get back to me by the next week or so. That's it. Go ahead now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is that an order?
Yeah, it's an order.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Carl Ravitch and Eduardo Perez will be your new Sunday night baseball team. A-Rod's been offered a spot in the booth and will likely not accept it.
Oh, that's such great news.
So that's according to Darren Revelle.
That is fantastic.
And he's usually pretty good with this stuff.
A-Rod in the booth, baby. You know who's not happy about this? Aaron Judge. Remember the Aaron Judge, Eduardo Perez thing?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't remember it?
Of course.
Okay. Eduardo Perez. Now you have me questioning if I'm remembering it right. Eduardo Perez was ripping Aaron Judge on Twitter for his base running. I think it was his secondary lead.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now, yeah.
And then Judge kind of shot back at Eduardo. Yeah. And then we brought it up to Boone, and Boone was like, yeah, I had a talk with Eduardo because they knew each other. They were teammates.
So that's one. And the other story that's out there is an NBA story, and it ain't good. And if it goes down the way I'm reading it, it'll be something that we'll probably get into much more next week. The NBA is preparing for a, it's according to Jordan Schultz, let me just give credit where it's at. The NBA is preparing for a massive story accusing Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver of, well, first off, who's Jordan Schultz?
Jordan Schultz does the podcast with CJ McCollum.
Is he a legitimate, reputable guy?
Yeah. All right. He follows me on Twitter, so I like him.
All right. So anyway, racism, sexism, sexual harassment in a series of incidents, according to sources. With enough evidence to support such claims, there's a real chance the league would then be forced to be put in a spot to forcibly remove Sarver as owner of the Suns.
Donald Sterling him.
Yeah, that's according to that guy.
Wow.
So that would be a huge story, I guess, next week.
So Chris Paul will be involved in this, not by his own doing, obviously, twice. Because he was on the Clippers with the Sterling thing, and now potentially the Phoenix Suns.
So we'll keep an eye on that, obviously, over the weekend. But that'll have legs for sure. And there'll have to be, you know, some reaction to that. Because that's a pretty big accusation.
Yeah, and I also wonder the specifics of what's coming out.
Matter of fact, I've got it right here. What's coming out of the NBA investigation into Sarver?
So the NBA investigated
him. I'm just telling you what I have here. This is breaking news right now.
Yes.
Yeah, you want to hear the breaking news or not?
I'd like to hear the breaking news, please.
All right. Well, we have breaking news regarding this for you. Okay, and here, Evan Roberts, is what the breaking news. Takes me so long to get to.
I can't wait to hear the breaking news.
Breaking news.
The Phoenix Suns report that they've done a thorough investigation into these allegations, and the only evidence they have of wrongdoing is that of John Gruden.
Nice. Just blame Gruden.
Yeah. So John Gruden apparently was emailing with Robert Sarver, but they only have emails from John Gruden. So John Gruden told HBO, yeah, you haven't heard the last of me yet.
So you'll see very
quickly. There's some nervous people at the NFL.
You'll see very quickly how different the NBA handles things to how the NFL handles things.
The NBA
things.
Don't F around.
The NBA does not mess around. Like you said, they will remove him quickly like they did with Donald Sterling.
Should there be evidence.
If there is that evidence, the NFL is still hiding things.
Yes.
And it will come out because we get like the slow leaks, like the latest one, which is pretty serious on a lot of levels, was the joke between Bruce Allen and Pash about trading a player who is a union rep. Just joking. Right. We're just having fun. We're having a good old time.
Yeah.
And so things like
Pash is the NFL lawyer. That's who Evan's referencing there.
Things like that coming out are not good. And there's one, there's another, and another, and another, and another.
We will certainly keep an eagle eye on it. No doubt about that. Here's Danny in Queens, though. Danny, what do you got, kiddo?
Hey, guys, good show again. Evan, great job by you carrying the show. You continue to do a great job.
No doubt.
Thanks. And,
thank you. It's just my opinion. I'm just one
guy. That's all right. Thank you.
It's all good, man.
And Worthy is overrated. You're absolutely right.
Oh, but I got one right. There you go.
No, you absolutely did.
Nice to get one right.
I'm surprised you didn't go with the Bill Walton route, because that's a popular one to bash and say,
he's not in the top 75.
Yes, he is.
Come on. Is he?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
They put Bill Walton on the top 75 NBA players of all time.
Yes.
Then the list ain't worth the paper it's written on. I'm sorry.
You didn't know he was there?
I didn't know he was there.
You thought I was just bringing this up?
He can't be there.
Well, but here's the deal, Craig. Here's the deal with Bill Walton. Just hear me out on this.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Give me a break.
Just hear me out on this.
Oh, my Lord.
Craig, just hear me out.
Ugh.
Mike Francesa and Joe Beningo. Two guys I respect. I think you respect both of them. They used to wax such poetic about you had to see him for 3 years
UCLA?
Early in his...
Portland?
The first 4 years in Portland.
Oh, stop
And then the foot injury changed everything, and then he came back as, you know, a shell of his former self. But
was a cheerleader for the Celtics,
A piece of a Celtics team in 86 and 87. But yeah, I mean, when you go and
you
look at...
You didn't tell me he was on the list.
I thought you knew!
The list has no credibility now.
I thought he
was on the original top 50.
He shouldn't have been... That is a travesty.
Yeah, but it's the four-year run in Portland where he was so good. And I'm telling you, guys who watched him, because you didn't watch him
in
Portland. You were too young.
Play, right.
But the guys who watch him, I'm telling you, Beningo used to, Francesa, they had it in common. And they had nothing in common. They would both say, you don't know. You had to have seen him play. There's a love affair for Walton.
Well, there should
be. For those who saw him.
I didn't see him.
You didn't see him.
Doesn't matter.
So our opinions are you kidding me? The guy had four great years. What are we doing?
I didn't know he was on the list. I assume they got the list right. They didn't.
He was on the top 50, though.
He shouldn't have been on that list either. Like, there's some guys in life that are thought of in a certain manner, and it fascinates me sometimes because it's not based on anything concrete, tangible, or real. And it could be, like, in every walk of life, whether it's radio, TV, basketball, baseball, football, there's always a guy or two here or there that has this amazing, sterling reputation as being great at something where there's nothing to back it up. You know what I mean?
Well,
and that always pisses me off.
The thing that
like
backs
Bill
it
Walton's
off.
Bill Walton's one of the great college players, undoubtedly. No one disputes that. A dominant college basketball player. He had an amazing start to his NBA career, and then injury sidelined him. You can't tell me that 4 years of Bill Walton makes him one of the greatest players of all time.
Oh, but here's the problem, Craig. Is Sandy Koufax one of the great pitchers of all time?
Never saw him pitch.
Okay. You didn't see Bill Walton play either, but I'm asking you a question. What's the answer?
Is Jim Brown the greatest running back of all time?
Yes.
Is he?
Yes.
No, he's not.
Is Sandy Koufax one of the great pitchers of all time? Answer the question. I don't know why you're hesitating. Just answer it.
In a very small segment, sample size, yes.
Okay. Same thing with Bill Walton.
Yes.
For a four-year period, they won an NBA title. He was a dominant player. He put up massive numbers.
Yeah.
So it's the same argument. And by the way, like, I get it. My dad, who loves baseball historian, always would tell me as a kid, Sandy Koufax was overrated because he didn't do it long enough. It's a very unpopular opinion. He had it. He believed that.
Yeah.
You believe that about Bill Walton, but it comes back to that whole, did you do it long enough? Jim Brown, Sandy Koufax are always the examples. In a lot of ways, that's Bill Walton, because while he played, he was a different guy after the foot injury, was never the same player, but for 4 years, Craig, he was brilliant. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just explaining it. I want to make that clear.
I don't need the explanation. Okay. I'm glad for other people may have needed it. Great.
Shut up.
I don't know who that was meant for, but
it was meant to explain the other side. That's all.
I know the other side.
You know what? Just say it.
Bill Walton's one of those guys that has people fooled. I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? And I like Bill Walton. Yeah, I do. But Bill Walton's not one of the 75 greatest NBA players. Now, you want to make it college? Yeah. He's top five. Great. Okay. Woo! Big whoop-dee-doo. The list is garbage.
Slam it down, big man. That's my Bill Walton imitation.
The list is absolute garbage.
So the whole thing sucks now?
What?
The whole thing sucks now?
Now I'm in a bad mood.
This put you in a bad mood?
Yeah, I decided not. I didn't.
Do you want me to put
list.
You in a worse mood? Watch this.
Yeah, I know, but our King's not on
the list. No. So I have the list of the voting panel. Guess who got to vote?
Bill Walton.
Bill Walton.
Yeah, who do you think he voted for? He voted for himself, obviously.
Like, Rob Thorne voting is great. I have no problem with that. Eric Spoelstra voting, sure, I get it. Stephen A. Smith, sure, whatever. Even Bill Simmons, great. Mike Breen, fantastic. How do you have guys who are borderline, or how do you have Giannis vote? Like, no disrespect.
You can't.
How is Giannis voting? Giannis? Like, had Giannis ever heard of George Mikan or Bill Walton?
Has Stephen A. Smith?
Yeah, no, he knows. Come on. Don't you think he knows basketball?
Yeah, I'm just teasing.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, he and I used to do a Sports Channel USA show together way back in the day when he was the Temple beat reporter.
Yeah.
Way back. I think he was Steve Smith back then.
So he changed it to Stephen A.?
I don't remember exactly. It wasn't always Stephen A. Smith. Maybe
Marv Albert voted. That's cool.
Marv Albert voted.
Patrick Ewing voted.
Is Patrick Ewing on the list?
Of course he's on the list.
Should he be?
And why don't you answer that, Knick fan?
Well, I've angered enough people today.
You gonna say, wait a second. You keep talking about guys who shouldn't be on the list.
Yeah.
Who should be on the list? That was the homework assignment I gave you. I'd like you to work on
that. You told me I get to do it over the weekend.
I know, but you continue to build up the guys who shouldn't be there. What's your list? 40 people?
It's growing. It's definitely growing. That's for sure. I don't know. Starting center in the 80s that averaged 20-9? Got to think about it. That guy belongs in the top 75. I'll process that over the weekend, Evan.
If Julius goes for 30 tonight, you're going to want him on the list.
No, Julius Randle's not. He's not even a top 10 player in the league today.
No kidding.
Yes. Here's JoJo and Monroe on the fan. Joey, what's on your mind? Hi, Joe. What's up, kiddo? All good. Okay.
How you doing?
This is how it works. You talk. Go.
So I'm talking Jets.
Yes.
And I think the key to win this game on Sunday is you got to pound the rock. You got to work Michael Carter. The last time he played the Patriots, it's not saying much, but he was the best player on offense.
Okay, I'm with you on that. Run the ball. Great. Yep. Okay. I think the Jets are going to beat the Patriots.
How?
They're going to run the ball.
So you're just going with that? Michael Carter's going for a buck 50?
I mean, the kid threw 4 interceptions when they played him the first time. I don't think that's going to happen again. I do think the Jets will put a better effort on the table. I'm not worried about Mac Jones at all. I'm really not.
Because they're not asking Mac Jones to do anything right
so
now.
So to me, it's...
They're running such a conservative philosophy around them, and I wonder if playing a team like the Jets means you just continue to be conservative? Or do you say, hey, if we're going to take a shot, let's do it now?
Yeah, I think Zach Wilson, because like all rookies, and you're coming off an extra week of practice because of the bye week, my expectation is that Zach Wilson's better. He's certainly better.
Well,
start
he's
got to
be better, dude. Yeah. His first performance against the Patriots was a train wreck of epic proportions.
He's the reason they lost.
Yeah, it's a big reason why they lost.
So to me, Zach Wilson's going to be better. Defensively, they've been, I think, very good most games this year.
You're searching. I respect it, but you're searching.
And you gotta imagine that. Denzel Mims is gonna have a big game.
CJ Mosley is doubtful for this game on Sunday.
Did they just change that to doubtful?
He's listed as doubtful. He'll go through, I guess.
I thought he practiced today.
It was limited. Or maybe he didn't practice today. I get so confused. I don't know
what
the hell
he did impression
today.
Yesterday that Mosley was playing.
I just read he's listed as doubtful for Sunday. Huh? Well.
Doesn't change a damn thing.
It doesn't.
And I like CJ Mosley a lot.
Marcus May is playing. Does that change a thing or two?
Well, I mean, he's been out for, 3 weeks now, right? Just in time for the trade deadline.
Honestly, you know what this all comes down to? The first things you were saying. Forget the defense for a second. Because the defense has been competent this year. It has, even though the pass rush disappeared 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
This offense needs to show you something. And it's got to start right out of the gate. It's embarrassing how inferior offense has looked to start games out of the gate.
We need first quarter points.
No, we need first drive points.
Okay, that's being greedy, but okay.
Being greedy? What, it's illegal to get a first down on your first drive? Is that not allowed?
Apparently it is.
I mean, Zach Wilson doesn't have to bounce every screen pass he throws.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to be greedy, although it's my right to be as a fan. The New York Jets have to get points in the first quarter. You know why? Because they never have. It's almost like they're allergic to the end zone in the first quarter of games. And by the way, they're also allergic to first downs.
Yes. Do you know how many?
They don't like first downs.
Do you know how many first downs they've gotten on their first drive this season?
None.
And they've played, it's not that bad. They've played 5 games. So they've had 5 opening drives,
One,
obviously.
Two.
They've gotten 2.
Great.
Two! Great. It's pathetic. It's beyond pathetic.
Facetious.
No, I know. I get angry. Mike LaFleur has had a week and a half to figure this thing out. He's had a week and a half to script out. I love when they say that, Craig. We script out the first 15
Do
plays.
Do they?
We script it out.
That was Adam Gase's big thing, wasn't it?
Mike LaFleur. Everybody scripts it out. Jason Garrett all loves scripting. Well, can you script me this? Can you script me like a couple of first downs? Can you script me points? I'm not even asking for a touchdown. Freaking points. Because I do think having Zach Wilson relax by having an early lead, what a freaking concept.
Yo, check this out. Becky's in Great Neck. Becky, what's going on? Hey, Becky.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, Craigie, what are you wearing?
Oh, I love you.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you that that guy you were talking about with the two knives was just on the TV news.
Really? What did they say about him?
They said he was he lunged at only one person, but he scared a lot of people.
Yeah, I didn't see he had a knife. I only saw the hammer.
Oh, you saw a hammer? They said he had two butcher knives.
No, different guy then.
You think so?
Was it in Tribeca?
It was near, what street did they say? I'm trying to remember. He stole the knives from Ruby's Cafe. Does that sound familiar?
There's the old Ruby's, but that's up in the 60s in Broadway.
I don't know. How many guys could there be in New York in one day?
Welcome to New York. I wonder why Max Scherzer doesn't want to play here.
he's got a point. His luck, he'd be stabbed
in New York. So my guy was waving a hammer at everyone on the street today. Your guy was waving butcher knives.
Now, wait a minute. He's not my guy. Let's make that clear.
Yeah, so I wonder if my guy could take out your guy.
Can you imagine? I think they're both at Bellevue now, so we could have a fight.
Yeah, and it's, mental health is no joke, and clearly that's what we're dealing with here. But it was very strange. I went out there just to get a cup of soup is all I wanted.
I know.
And the guy was...
I can't get a cup of soup anymore.
Guy was swinging a hammer. And it wasn't at anyone in particular. Like, sometimes you see some of these guys who have obvious mental health issues, and they're just yelling to, invisible people. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Not invisible to them.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, thanks for checking in, Becky.
You're very welcome. I never miss a show.
Oh, you have a great weekend.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
This is depressing.
Mayhem in the city?
No, it's depressing. Like, when she said they showed your guy on TV, it was kind of refreshing. Like, great, he found help. Like, I felt good about it.
Yeah.
Then when it becomes obvious it's a different guy, the story just becomes depressing.
Because now there's two guys.
When there's two, there's probably three. And so
I wonder if the guy with the butcher knives was angry at Jewish people also.
No, I don't think it's too far away. They're saying Little Italy, and it was on... near Spring Street, Mulberry Street.
By
near
the way,
Spring.
We're literally a 7-minute walk from.
Oh, so maybe it is the same guy.
Maybe he left our street and went to Little Italy
at 8:40 a.m. Butcher knives stolen from Ruby's Cafe on Mulberry Street near Spring Street.
Okay, that's when he stole the butcher knives.
Yeah,
but I saw him at.
When was he apprehended? Do we have an information on that? Because that would help us a little.
I saw him at
1:40. I don't think he was apprehended. Unfortunately, I believe.
Wait, so what's the story then? The story is there's a guy out there with butcher knives. Is that the story?
They opened fire on him, the police.
Right. Oh, my God.
So it was quite the scene.
Where at? Oh, here, I'm looking at. He was tasered. They did not open fire.
Thanks for the info, Big Mac.
Sorry, that's what the article said. Daily News.
Daily News. What are we doing?
So, yeah, this guy, it does say open fire, but I think they tased
him. Oh, my apologies, C-Mac.
It's not his fault.
I'm literally reading the article. What, you think I'm making it up?
A man said to be emotionally disturbed is hospitalized after a terrifying incident on the Lower East Side Friday morning. By the way, you can walk to Lower East Side. I mean, that's a 10-minute walk.
So do you think it was the same guy now?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
I hope there's not two guys out there doing
that. That's what I'm thinking. I hope it's the same guy.
Let's see. Yeah. Yeah, but this is 8:30 in the morning, dude.
Oh, so it's
This is not my guy.
Nah. Quick saw the guy at 1:45.
Yeah, that's not my guy. They got this guy, I think, much earlier today. Yeah. My guy was out there swinging a hammer anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I guess he broke a beer bottle. It looked like a rolling rock in front of the soup place.
Do you think he's going to be there when the show's over?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No, they don't stay around that long.
Okay, I'm just
eventually
asking.
Eventually, someone calls 911 and they handle it, right?
Gotcha, because I kind of want to go home after the show.
You'll
peacefully.
Be fine, Evan. I got your back.
Oh, thanks, Craig. All you right. Put your arm around me and protect
I've
me.
I've seen enough of these karate TikTok videos. I can handle myself.
Yeah, the same guy who gave up on soup to go to Starbucks.
Well, I mean, listen, all right? There's a broken bottle in front of the place. The guy's yelling, swinging a hammer. I made an executive decision not to be late to the show. That's all. Someone, I'm sure, took care of it. That's all.
Someone, not you.
Somebody took care of it, yeah. Anyway. So I guess they tased him anyway. So the guy he's talking about was threatening to carve people up.
Oh. Ugh. So your guy's hammering, this guy's carving.
So say again?
That guy's carving, your guy was hammering.
You should make fun of mental health.
I'm not making fun of anything.
Sounds like you're mocking.
I'm not. I'm scared. That's what I'm
doing.
What
are you scared of?
I'm scared for you. You were scared. You didn't get the soup.
I didn't get the soup. Yeah, I got a bad coffee.
Because you were scared.
No,
that's okay.
Because I didn't want to have. I didn't have the time today to be the hero. Sorry.
That's how you turn it.
Yes.
Today was not the day for me to be a hero. If it was Monday or Tuesday, maybe I would have thought about it.
And maybe there were some nails that needed hammering. I don't know.
Right.
Guys, maybe doing, you know, solid union job. Helping people out.
Would you have brought up the story if I didn't compare the Jet-Patriot rivalry to a hammer and a nail?
No, I probably would not have.
So my analogy brought this story out of you earlier on in the show?
Because I was in a bad headspace at 1:45. I was.
Right.
And then I got very emotional watching these YouTube videos of soldiers coming home and seeing their kids.
Those are unbelievable, man. Those make me cry every freaking time.
And then I got emotional because I saw... You know, like some kids go on stage and sing with like Pink and Adele. That brought on the waterworks today. And then I had to pretend I was yawning because a sales loser came in my office. He had to pitch me on some cockamamie idea. And he goes, "You all right?" I go, "Yeah, I yawned. I can't yawn." Meanwhile, I was crying my eyes out because some soldier came home and surprised this kid at a football game. It was one of the coolest things I've seen in a while.
That's awesome.
So the kid's like one of the captains of his high school football team. They come out for the coin toss and all that. And his dad's dressed up like one of the officials.
Right.
So the referee brings the kids in. And he goes, "All right, officials, I need all the officials to get close. Kids, I want you to look at these officials closely because they're calling your game today. And I want you to look at every one of them in the face so you know who the officials are." Mm. And the kids are looking the officials in the face, and then the one kid sees his dad.
Oh, that's unbelievable!
And how did he not get upset?
No, were they both crying too?
Well, yeah, because I'm starts crying.
That's what makes me cry. Yeah. I'm seeing them cry, and then I'm crying. Everybody's crying.
I went 40 years; I never cried a tear in my life. Now I cried Adele.
Yeah, but the Adele one I don't get. But that the military dad or mom coming home and surprise—that's.
Yeah.
Come on, you're not human if you don't cry.
Then Pink singing a song on stage with her dad for the first time ever. When it's from Vietnam, I'm crying. Crying like a baby.
Sure.
Crying like a baby. But it's nice. I'm glad I cried because it means I am human.
Doesn't crying feel good?
No.
No?
No. I hate crying. There's nothing worse than the first post-cry conversation. Yeah,
because like people could probably tell you were crying.
Because you're like, I was crying. Like, you caught me. I was crying.
Yeah.
What were you crying at, Craig? Oh, you know. Law and order.
Yeah, but it matters what your explanation is. If it's law and order, it's pathetic. When it's the military video, it's like you have a good... I once got caught. I got caught crying here once. It was Eddie Scazzeri caught me. And he saw I was crying in my office.
I can only guess what this is.
No, you're going to feel bad when you make fun of me.
The Jets converted a third down. Well, Mike Piazza hit a home run.
So here's the funny part.
Edgardo Alfonso farted.
A lot of people listening will say, "I get why you cried." And yet Craig, when I tell it to him, he'll still make fun of me. I'm warning
you. It's sports related for sure.
It's not sports related.
Oh, okay.
It's pet related. But because the pet was a cat...
Oh, is that the cat you threw out the window?
I never threw a cat out a window.
You said you threw a cat out
the window. I never threw a cat out the window!
You said Staten Island. You threw your cat out the window.
She was scared. She made the trip with me. She survived
it. Did you open the door and let her out?
No! She hung out with me in the streets of Staten Island, but we got through it okay. And then we moved to Brooklyn and lived there
for a few. So why did you cry?
I cried because I got off the phone with a vet who told me she was very sick. And it was very difficult.
Just get another cat.
Shut up. What? So I went back to the office to compose myself, and I was crying, and Scazzeri walked by.
Yeah.
And thank God it was him.
Because he raises blind
dogs. If there's any human who would understand the pain of a sick animal and not judge, like Chernoff. I love Chernoff.
He's the best.
Never understood pets.
He's like, okay, whatever. He's worked with blind dogs for like 25 years.
So it needs to be pointed on the air that the dogs are not blind. The dogs are not blind.
That's what the dogs were blind.
No, people, he works for blind dogs for 25 years. He raises
the
them.
The dogs help out blind people. The dogs themselves are not blind. That should just want to point that out.
He trains seeing eye dogs.
Correct.
I got that wrong.
Sorry, I didn't correct you.
I thought he raised blind dogs. No, the dogs taught them how to get around.
No, no, no. The dogs are not blind.
So he raises dogs for seeing impaired folks. Well, that's a great thing to do. Yeah.
So it's better than the blind dogs, or is it just as good?
Blind dogs out too. You, if not, just get another dog.
That's not how it works,
but
man.
But dogs are better companions than cats.
Whatever. This is not about dogs versus cats. I have a dog right now. I've got two of them. They're wonderful.
See you later, SNY.
But I was very biased. I was very sad when I found out that news. It was in the midst of a show.
Yeah.
I composed myself, but I was crying. And Scazzeri, actually, I think he even hugged me because he was that. Ugh. Like, I feel you, bro.
Yeah.
Eddie, if you're listening, I'll never forget that. You probably did, but meant a lot to me.
How long did it take you to get another cat?
Well, after that, she only lived for another 6 or 7 months because it was a bad diagnosis.
Oh, so the cat didn't die?
She did die 6 months later.
Oh, that doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
Yeah, it doesn't count.
I found out that she had a serious illness.
She didn't die.
She did die.
A year later.
It was 6 months later.
You're crying over bad news.
And she died in June, and I got my dog Dudley in August.
Right, you replaced the cat
in 2 months. So it was about 3 months.
What? You replaced the cat, forgot about her.
Well, I mourned.
Within 2 months.
I never forgot about Freedom. I love Freedom.
Freedom.
That was her name, yes. Hey, damn right. What a great name. I love Freedom. I just realized after a few months, I was reading a lot of books about what to do.
George Michael fan?
When you're, no, I love America.
Dude, I'm trying to take a break. He don't stop talking, Big Mac.
I love how you blame me.
What do you want me to do? You keep giving me the break sign.
I know.
He keeps telling a story.
Yeah, you know
Big Mac. Look over here every once in a while.
Big Mac, I'm not done yet. I'll let you know when I'm done. So anyhow, she was an adorable cat.
The cat didn't even die.
She did die. It took 6 months, and then she died, and it was very sad then. But at least then I was at the hospital. I was able to go home. I actually went to a Met game that night.
So you clearly didn't love the cat.
No.
The cat died, and you went to a Met game.
That's not true.
Clearly
so hold on, let me get this right.
You get
we're out of context. When you got the news the cat wasn't doing so great, you cried.
No.
Yes. You made the cat suffer for another 7 months.
No, I tried to heal her.
And then when the cat finally died, you went to a Met game.
No, because
you're a terrible pet owner.
After she died.
What Freedom would have wanted.
After she died, I had a choice.
Freedom would have wanted me to enjoy myself.
She wanted me to. I could go home and
life
see all
goes
the
on,
cat
she would
stuff.
Want me to continue to enjoy the things I enjoy.
All right, you want a break? Then shut your mouth over there.
I'm hoping if I interrupt you enough.
If I go home, I see all the cat stuff. And that would have made me sad. So I went to the Met game. And my mom was kind enough to clean out all of Freedom's stuff so that after the Met game, they won the game that night, by the way, 8-4, I think.
So you didn't care, and you're a coward. You make other people clean up all
so
the
then
stuff.
It was a very nice thing to do. Then I got home, and since everything was taken away, I was able to think about her but not clean up after her, and it made the healing a little bit easier. But it was devastating. Does that now make sense to you, Craig?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.